Let's do the 60-second savings challenge. Step one, download Rocket Money. Step two, link your accounts and see every subscription you're paying for. Tap one you don't use and cancel it. That's money back every month. Step three, create a financial goal. $50 every paycheck, or let the app automatically move small amounts of cash when you can afford it. In a week, you'll forget you set it up. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you've saved. Bonus challenge, upload an internet or phone bill and let Rocket Money try to lower it. You only pay if they find you savings. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. Make saving money the resolution you actually keep. Start the 60-second savings challenge at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hour one in the books. Two more hours to go of this fine radio show. It is the usual suspects, ESPN 97.5. I said that the J.J. Watt story was getting a lot of run. The other thing, and I don't know if you guys felt the same way, but the other thing that was getting a lot of run, we were talking about Robert Ori yesterday with this bad jacket he had on with the tacos on it, but we couldn't hear the audio because obviously we're doing the show. But I saw the article that came out with transcribing what he said. Basically, it's almost, aside from a few jabs, it's everything that he said when he was on the air with us.
Pretty much.
Yeah. But the ones that are getting run is he said to Akeem, 20 times better than Tim Duncan. And, you know, of course, the guys had a big reaction. Steven Jackson, the expert on the dais with him, was basically saying, come on, man. You know, Robert said it comes down to intangibles, like in the last couple minutes of a game, who do you want shooting free throws, Dream or Tim Duncan? He'll take Dream. And Steven Jackson said, I'll take Duncan. And then Rachel Nichols wanted to say, come on, you just said 20 times better, which, of course, is an exaggeration.
Yeah.
But overall, I mean, look, and I'm not I know we have Spurs fans out there and everything else. I'm not slighting anything from Tim Duncan. But when you take the athleticism and the, how do I say this? He was so smooth and athletic in the way he did what he did. And at a time when, regardless of whether you get into this whole who would win Bulls Rockets, he probably was the best player on the planet for a couple year span. But overall, when you look at him and Duncan was methodical, he was mechanical, but he got the job done. Dream was so fluid and so athletic and so versatile. And again, maybe I'm biased, maybe not 20 times over, but I definitely would take. And again, people are going to say, well, the championships. I'm not getting into all that. I'm just saying from a standpoint of putting the fear of God in someone from the other team, when you look across the line, I would take Dream over Duncan.
Yeah, I would too. I don't understand. I mean, I'm with you. The 20 times over is just an exaggeration, and I'm sure that Steven Jackson's going to defend his boy and all that. But at the end of the day, I don't know. I'm sure Spurs fans would take Tim Duncan.
Well, Paul Pierce was on the panel too, and Paul Pierce was like, look, bro, hate to break it to you, but you would only have five rings, not seven, if MJ played when you won the two with the Rockets. Well, fact of the matter is, MJ played one of the 2 years, basically played a year and a half of the 2 years. And
they got bounced from the playoffs.
Yeah, and we've had these conversations. Yeah. So that's irrelevant.
The funny part is that after that, Ori said, well, I would have 10 if Manu Ginobili would have done his job.
And I was getting to that as well.
I was like, ooh, yeah. Shots fired.
And essentially what he said on our air, which he then repeated, was the fact that when he picked his favorite coach of all time and the best coach of the coaches he played for, mainly Phil Jackson, Greg Popovich, and Rudy Tomjanovich, he took Rudy Tomjanovich. He said Phil was so stubborn in his ways, he would not change or do what was necessary, like double-teaming a guy if he was hot. He referenced the fact that when he was getting schooled down in the paint by Tim Duncan at one point, the entire team essentially went to Phil and said, double-team Duncan, get it out of his hands, we win the game. And Phil refused to do it. And then he was also referencing, I guess, times where Ginobili was supposed to do certain things defensively he didn't do.
Well, he came at him. He mentioned the Manu Ginobili remark when Paul Pierce took a shot at him first, saying, you wouldn't have had,
right, you wouldn't have had those
the number
rings.
Of rings if it was if Jordan, you know, was playing. So
and
like,
that's why he said, well, actually, I would have 10. He said, I'd have 10 if Ginobili would have done his job.
Right.
So, yeah, he.
I don't see what's the. I don't see what's the. I think he's just definitively better and call me just a.
And then
Kool-Aid drinking Rockets fan. I don't think Duncan even compared, dude. He compared, but he wasn't. He was. I think Hakeem is definitively a better player.
But again, this is two different positions. I mean, Duncan was a power forward. Olajuwon was a center. Duncan sometimes played center.
Olajuwon
never played power forward, unless it was the Twin Towers with Samson. And then really, they were both just playing big men. But you know, I still, for my money, I mean, are you going to tell me Tim Duncan's a center or a power forward?
No, I'm going to say he played both. And when he came into the league, he was a center. And that was when it was still more, it was on the final, it was on the outs of it being a big man league. But everybody was real.
Well, when he came in the league, David Robinson was still there. So he was a power forward. Right?
I still think it's comparable, man. Hakeem Olajuwon was not even a true 7-footer. They're totally comparable. I have no problem saying Hakeem is better than Duncan, and yes, you can compare them.
And it's the only reason why positions. A position becomes a factor with Duncan is because people go between center and power forward when they're trying to pick their all-time teams
okay.
to where he sits and where he places. But you're right. Just as easily as you could say who played the center when he and Robinson played together, it's who played the center when he and Ralph played together.
Yeah.
You can go back and forth all day long.
Okay.
I'm just saying on an eye test. You know, and again, this is the difference between analytics and an eye test. It goes from what we talk about all the time from general managers and everybody's way of looking at basketball. But my eye test, when I watched Hakeem, I just thought how athletic and fluid he was and versatile. He could jump higher than Duncan. He was quicker than Duncan, defensively and offensively. His touch from playing the glass to his spinning moves to... I just, to me, and again, maybe, and I'm the first one to say, I mean, I spent more time watching Hakeem, but I saw enough of both that I would just say my eye test alone, I take Dream.
Yeah. I mean, I would like to hear the argument for Duncan over Dream just to see if it made sense. It was rational and it could maybe convince me. But yeah, I'm with you.
First,
and it has nothing to do with being a Rocket fan.
Was he has more championships. Numbers are comparable.
So does Robert Horry. Are you taking Robert Horry over, you know, some of the best small forwards or stretch fours in the game? Probably not, no. Although I did watch a highlight reel after I looked at the link about this story in that Spurs game.
Mm-hmm.
That was ridiculous.
You mean when he took it to Robinson?
No, when he was a Spur, in the game winners that he was hitting.
Oh, Robert?
Oh, how clutch he was? Yeah, he was clutch.
Ridiculous.
Yeah, Big Shot Bob was Big Shot Bob for a reason. And you go all the way back, you know, you go to those, you go to the Laker game when he just ripped the hearts out of the Sacramento Kings.
Yeah, that was, yeah.
I mean, he did everything clutch in his career. And again, that's why some people think he belongs in the Hall of Fame, including Robert. And other people say, well, he averaged, you know, his regular season
seven.
And his totals, he averaged about 7.5 points a game.
They both had, this was a text, they both had fundamentals. I take the size and strength of Olajuwon. That was from Steelers fan and Spurs fan Juan.
Okay. Is Juan, shooting free throws a part honest. Of fundamentals?
Absolutely it is.
Yeah. Tim Duncan shot 70%.
But people don't realize that was a lot
closer
than
Robert
said.
He was not a good free throw shooter. A good free throw shooter.
Duncan came into the league, wasn't a good free throw shooter. By the time he ended the league, and Barry's looked up this before, he was a good free throw shooter. Now, I think it's about a 2-point difference percentage wise
between Dream and Duncan
career wise.
Yeah.
At the free throw line.
Yeah, or is it 70-85?
No,
in this audio
right.
Clip.
That's what I'm saying.
That's
so
not
Robert
the case.
Was out of whack with that, just like he was out of whack saying 20 times better. And of course, and just to wrap this up and put a bow on it, the Ginobili thing goes back when he took when Robert was taking the shot at Paul Pierce. What he meant was Ginobili had the assignment of guarding Kobe Bryant in the Western Conference Finals in 08 when Bryant went off on the Spurs and the Lakers beat San Antonio 4-1. They went on to the finals where they lost to Pierce's Boston Celtics. Ori implying, hey, if Ginobili had done his job or they had done something differently and the Spurs had won that series, the Spurs would have beaten the Celtics.
Yeah. And for the record, Olajuwon was a career 71.2% free throw shooter. Duncan was 69.6.
Yep. See, so the 2-point difference. And the thing is, both of them improved greatly over the course of their career. At the end of the game, and Robert kept going on, hey, if I got two free throws that one of those two guys has to make in the final seconds of a game, I'm taking Dream. Tim's not going to make them. I still would lean to say that Dream might be a little bit more clutch in that regard at the line, but it was pretty close. Duncan got a lot better.
Hakeem never shot 80%. Duncan did in a season.
Yeah, that was the argument that Spurs fans had too. So, all right, so we can get into that debate if you want to as well, if you want to chime in. We appreciate some of the Spurs fans being honest too. But we've got plenty more show to get to. If you want to join us, please do. This is The Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5.
ESPN 97.5. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Nick, Barry, Joel, till 4, ESPN 97.5.
I just want to point out that I think Team Fat is scared.
Why?
Of us. Because you guys know that if you've listened to this show at all in the last 3 weeks, you know that Ashton and Joe George challenged us to a basketball game.
Yep.
And it was just, it ended up being Team Fat versus Team Fit. We're Team Fit, by the way. Mm-hmm. And so on Twitter, we all accommodated Joe George and his schedule, and everyone agreed June 7th would be the date of said ass whooping for Team Fat, that is. And now I asked Joe George, hey, are we playing? He's like, I don't know.
Oh, Joe was like that.
Yeah.
He came rolling in here. He did the intern drive-by.
What do you mean you don't know? Like, we made a date. Like, we all agreed.
He's like, what?
So I think they're scared, guys, is what I'm saying. I think they may have seen some footage of me on YouTube playing some ball, shooting some hoops.
Made him nervous.
Scared.
Scared.
Yep.
So are we doing it or not?
I don't know. That's the bad part. I have no idea.
I can get our gym lined up downtown, if that's okay, if that's not too far for you guys. I mean,
yeah, that's fine with me, because I told them they could pick the court. I'm sure I figured they would want to get one right next to a Wendy's or something. I mean, you know.
Nothing says,
hey. Have you been following Ashton on Instagram? That guy's getting in more and more shape by the Instagram post.
Dude, you're scared of him.
Yeah,
you mention this all the time. You are scared of him.
Full disclosure.
Yeah?
I might trade Barry for any member of Team Fat, and I think would be better.
You son of a...
Wow.
Does this league have trades? Player trades?
League?
You want to trade me to Team Fat?
We'll make intern Trey the commissioner, force him to accept the trade, and we can get rid of Barry for any member of Team Fat. I guarantee you we'll win this game, Joel. What do you say?
Nick, as our general manager... I'm shocked by this revelation.
Think about it. We've got a 24-year-old Joe.
You bastard.
Ashton, like I said, is getting in better shape by the Instagram post.
I'm not worried about the age thing.
And then the guy that dubbed himself Air Jew, you know he's got outside shot, probably plays incredibly efficiently. He's probably got game. I'm telling you, if we get rid of Laminack, we're winning this game. What do you say, Joel?
Barry, what do you say?
I say Nick can go to hell. Trade me right now. You know what? You can have Joe George. I'm not even joking. You can have Joe George. And you know what? I'm holding you now, Nick. I'm holding you.
That might be the game within the game.
I'm done. I'm not playing with you no more. I'm out. I'm going to Team Fat. I'm taking my talents to South Beach Diet.
Why is Matt on Team Fat, by the way?
I don't know. They recruited him.
I've never seen him.
But you know what?
He's a thin, 6 foot tall. He's a thin dude.
Well, the other two are fat, so it didn't matter. He's just there by proxy. But no, that's fine.
Barry's upset now.
I'll happily swap teams with Joe George. You guys can have Joe George, and I'll go over to Team Fat.
Joel, you're not with me? You don't think we'd win if we got rid of Barry?
I don't know what we're up against.
Why are you so scared of being mean to Barry all of a sudden?
I've always tried to be nice with Barry. Barry's the one that always comes to take shots at me.
Oh,
but
wow.
I'm just saying, I don't know anything about their team. But I feel like if we stick together, I think we could possibly...
Well, it's too late for that now.
I ain't gonna lie. I was trying...
Even if we do play, I'm sabotaging. Don't worry, Joel. I'm not passing to Nick if we stick together as a team. He'll never get the feed from me. I'll tell you that. He can sit down there. Oh, oh, I'm open. I'm open.
Like DeMarcus
well, good.
Russell.
Then
not
use
DeMarcus.
The opportunity to go
D'Angelo
to hell.
Russell.
Ball in, Joel. Yeah. Man, nope.
And we do have to establish that you have to pass the ball in from the top of the key. You can't check it up and then just start dribbling. Therefore, passes have to be made.
Not with me. You better be open because I'm not passing to him. I'm not passing to that son of a bitch. No way.
Wow. It just got racy in here.
He can go to hell. I'm not passing
to him at
all.
Be honest. Answer the question. If we got rid of Barry for a 25-year-old Joe, for a 22-year-old Ashton, for a 20-something-year-old Matt, you're trying to tell me we wouldn't be better?
Nick, if you look at teams over the years.
Do you see this body?
Ginobili, Parker, Duncan were not exactly in their 20s, and they were winning consistently. Yeah. So I'm not worried about the age factor. I'm worried about the basketball skill level factor and knowing what to do and how to do it.
You see those guns?
I mean, we're like twice their age. If we combine all three of our age, like we're old.
That doesn't bother me in the least. That should be.
Joel's the oldest.
Yeah, and I'm probably the best player on the court.
Oh!
Well, there you go.
Wow. All right. This is getting
Barry's
going to
be the funniest player on the court.
I don't know. I haven't watched you play yet.
I have.
So
I
who's
call
funnier?
Nick the glove.
Glove?
Nick's not humorous. Nick's a defensive stopper.
That means he can't shoot for bleep. You got a shot, Nick?
No,
I have
not
a feeling
really.
You and I are going to have to play 1-on-1
well,
to settle
after the
this
game,
dispute.
Sure.
Okay.
Let's do it.
All right.
All day.
So we play them
play
and then
Joel
you guys play
too.
Each other. That's fine.
All day.
That's fine.
All day. I will play anybody on this court 1-on-1.
On the court. Okay.
Yeah. I'm talking about from the six people that are playing.
Oh, yeah, sure. Yeah, we know.
I don't know. Ashton might scare you.
Except for Ashton.
See?
With an
there
exception of Ashton.
Yeah.
That guy right there, he's been eating roast beef, and he's been doing push-ups, and I don't know about that.
Telling you.
Have you seen his track workout over the last 3 weeks? Have you seen what this guy's doing?
Okay. His cankles aren't nearly as bad
dash,
as
who
they...
Who wins, Barry or Ashton?
Son.
I guarantee you Ashton will kill him.
Barry.
Running backwards.
Barry. Oh, my God. If you want to put
running
money on
backwards.
That. Frontwards and backwards, Barry beats
him. I would smoke you in a 40.
Oh, any
Ashton
day
would smoke
of
a ham.
Week.
Okay? Ashton
any
would,
day of the week.
Ashton would smoke a ham and I would smoke you. Don't even bring that
man,
over here.
Man, I'll drink 4 shots of the worst liquor in the world and beat you in a 40-yard dash. Are you kidding me?
He is fast. I don't care. That's not cool.
I've already told you guys, until this all got down, I thought Nick would win a sprint. I thought you would win the...
Yeah. Oh, I would smoke him in a mile, 2, 3, 4.
Probably.
Doesn't matter.
I'll give
probably?
That. Maybe.
Son, there is no probably about
maybe.
It.
Maybe. There's a maybe.
No. I don't want to change the subject, but I need to Google this. But somebody texted and said, can we just take 2 seconds to appreciate Cristiano Ronaldo's girlfriend? Who is that?
Which one?
Hold on, let me look that up. Hold on.
Does he have a bunch of them?
Yeah, oh, my God. He rolls through them like toilet paper.
I'll have to Google that and check it out. And then we got this text that was kind of, I guess this is about my tweet with the chick with the busted feet at Subway.
Yep.
This dude said, I won't date a girl that has busted or ugly feet. And that's challenging. All right, I'm not reading the rest of that. That's not right. because he dates a certain type of women. But I don't want to put that on any certain type of women.
So once again, you're doing live screening.
Yeah.
Mid-sentence.
But like all women can have ugly feet. It doesn't have to be a certain type or race or anything like that. Like there are white girls, there are Mexican girls, and there are black girls and Asian girls that have busted ass feet. I don't know that there's any one that has any more than the other. But if that's your standard, that's fine. I mean, that's your thing.
I mean, this goes back to the movie.
I wouldn't want no chick with like man feet and,
well, this
and all that, but
the whole Eddie Murphy movie Boomerang.
Yeah,
but at the same time, dudes got some messed up digits too.
Oh yeah,
and worse
sure.
than that, like the guys I play hoops with, some of them they've never invested in lotion in their life. I mean, they have a snowstorm coming off their legs, and everybody's just like, dude, seriously, you can't just put some lotion on your legs? What are you talking about? Well, it's like you could get chalk off of their calves,
yeah,
but they don't seem to think that's a problem. So I think it goes both ways, but people just got to take care of themselves better.
Yeah, that's all. Never get a little petty every once in a while, you know.
Like
can't hurt.
Like taking 4 shots and beating you in a sprint?
Huh?
Like taking 4 shots and beating you in a sprint?
I was hoping you'd take my side. We could have got a better player on our team now.
We just I left it up to you as GM, but are you willing to give Barry
Man,
for
you
Joe
probably
George?
Look like a newborn baby deer on ice out there running around after the basketball. I don't know why you're like...
I'm just trying to secure the W.
I can tell by the context clues that Joel gives, you are lost on a basketball court.
No, he's
not. I can tell.
No, he's not.
I can tell.
I grew up playing basketball.
Yeah, he's not
Believe
lost.
Believe me.
I can tell.
Nope.
Because he's like, he's a good defender. You know what that is?
You're a
fat chick on the basketball court. He's got a great personality. He's a good defender. Get out of here with that. Joe, we should trade his dumb ass to Team Fat.
I'm all for it.
I legitimately know.
Joe's like, Nick, I don't want any part
Nick
of either
can,
of you guys.
Nick can defend, and he understands the game. There's no doubt he's played the game.
Okay, good. Good. Well, then you're going to need
understand
it with,
the game.
With Joel. Joe
performing on the court is a
you.
Different story.
Okay.
I didn't say that either. I played with you on the court when you can play. But I'm saying, are you wanting to trade? He's offering Joe George for him.
I just want to. I'm getting the kick out of Barry getting upset right now that I want to trade him.
I kind of
This
knew,
was not even a serious idea. I was just.
I kind of knew you would do something like that because that's how you are.
I've been thinking about it for like the past two, 3 years. Like, what if I mention on the air that I want to trade Barry for Ashton? Like,
no, it's too late now. It's too late. Don't try to backtrack now.
I'm not.
Don't try to circle back. You've already expressed your hate and contempt for me on this team, and I want no part of it with you now. I'm out.
This is coming from a guy who fully admitted that he does not want to take the ball up the court.
I am out.
Huge red flag.
I am out.
I thought we said like on the first couple possessions he was taking the ball up the
That's
court.
That's fine.
Yeah, just to remember, like he didn't want to. I wanted him to, remember?
Yeah.
Because he was afraid that he'd lose possession of the ball. Remember? He said this
on
the air.
Yeah. Well.
All right. Then is the trade officially done? Joe George and on your team?
Who do you think we
should
trade
him for?
Team
Fat?
Ashton, Joe, or...
Wait a minute. So you're making these definitive moves, and then you're looking at me going, you...
Who should we trade him for?
I'll take Matt.
No, you don't get
I'll
Matt.
I'll take Matt all day.
No,
dude, you're
if
like
I'm going
6'3",
over there,
he's 6'1".
If I'm going over
dude,
there...
they're all short.
No. If I'm going over there, y'all are getting Joe George. That's how it's going down. Because you said with any of them. And so I'm going to pick. You get
Sam
Joe
Presti's
George.
Sam Presti's over here making things happen.
Yeah. Yeah, that's right.
All right. Joe George is on Team Fit.
All right. Well, that doesn't make a Team Fit anymore.
I knew that was coming too. Wow. So regardless
it's Team
of
Fat
whether,
versus Team Flab now.
Regardless of whether this game happens or not, it just got a whole lot more interesting. Right now, I want to tell you guys about the Houston Cans Cars for Kids program. It is a fantastic program in the Houston area because it's Houstonians making a difference in the lives of kids in the city of Houston, Texas. If you've been looking around your house, your driveway, your garage, you've got an old clunker that's taking up space or just collecting dust and rust, and you've been thinking about getting rid of it, you just haven't gotten around to it, all you got to do is pick up the phone to call 713-225-4226 or log on to HoustonCarsForKids.com. Tell them where you live. Tell them what you got. They do the rest. Doesn't matter if it's running or not. If it's a boat, a motorcycle, an RV, a trailer, whatever you got, they come to you. They have a tow truck. They do the paperwork. They take it away, and you get a tax deduction. On top of that, you mentioned ESPN 97.5, $50 gift card. And you get the good feeling of knowing that your donation has made a difference in the lives of kids trying to get a second chance at an education. It could be book money. It could be eyeglasses. It could be warm meals or bus fare. It doesn't matter. These kids need the resources so that they can focus on what's most important, which is the books and the education. This program allows kids to do just that. Houston Cans Cars for Kids program. Again, 713-225-4226. HoustonCarsForKids.com. Again, mention ESPN 97.5. Get that $50 gift card. And remember, right off the car, not the kid.
ESPN 97.5.
I assumed you knew.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
It's all hearsay, Barry.
Yeah? Is it, though?
Yeah. People
is it
in Wisconsin
really?
Can spell Wisconsin. I don't care what that article said.
Okay.
So there was an article on spelling around the spelling bee that said the most misspelled word state by state, and Wisconsinites' most misspelled word was Wisconsin.
Yeah.
I'm not buying that, man.
I am.
Of course you are.
Of course I am. So there was this, based off of that, I guess, because this came out last week, the most misspelled words by state. So Pornhub did the most common misspelled search terms by state. We can start in the great state of Texas with the misspelled Lebsium.
Okay.
L-E-B-S-I-A-M, Lebsium, which is what Nick is. He's a Lebsium. Oklahoma, Porm with an M.
Uh-huh.
P-O-R-M.
Mm-hmm.
That's also, let's see, Arkansas, Hentia, H-E-N-T-I-A.
What is that?
Isn't that like
hentai?
Yeah, what is that?
I don't know how to pronounce it.
I'm thinking hentai. T-A-I, you said?
They spelled it wrong. Let me look this up.
It's a misspelled word, but I believe the correct spelling they have in the glossary down there is H-E-N-T-A-I. What is that?
I don't know. I've got to look this up. Why is my internet not working now? What the hell's going on here? Let's see. California also spells it porm. A lot of people spell it with an M.
Yeah.
Porm. Cali, Oregon, Idaho, Nevada misspells MILF. M-I-F-L. A mother I'd freaking like. What? That's not right. Compliation. There's stepmon, M-O-N. That's from your folks in Wisconsin. That's Minnesota. Wisconsin is hentai.
What is that?
Yeah, I don't know. I got to look it up. Carton.
Did you see the tweets that go with this, though?
For Michigan, carton, C-A-R-T-O-N, instead of cartoon. That's not good.
I love the guy that said, come on, bro, it's hard to spell with one hand.
Yeah. Let's see. Oh, webony, W-B-O-N-Y, instead of ebony. Amateur, A-M-A-T-U-R-R. Yeah, Asian, A-S-A-I-N.
Oh, God.
Yeah, that's and Florida is also webony, W-B-O-N-Y.
So that means if you're a butt guy, you're assane? Spelled that way?
Maybe.
Comments are the best.
I don't think you're... Well, okay, let me not get racist. Because I don't think you can be an Asian guy and be a butt guy. I don't think that's a...
Well, we're not going on the road anytime soon.
I think you're going to have to pick something else. Let's face it. Let's be real. All right?
I just think it's funny, the comments that went with it. Like, why would you go on Pornhub and search for porn? It's all porn. That's what the site is. It's in the name. You don't need to spell it.
Tyler said hentai is Japanese porn.
Oh. Never mind.
Yeah.
I'll stop there.
So, yeah. Hentai. And then everyone spells it poorly. H-E-N-T-I-A. Nick, what is it? Do you have that bookmarked? What's your most bookmarked? What's your go-to on Pornhub?
You're acting like I'm watching porn every day. I have a couple of stars
what's your
that
go-to,
I follow.
Yeah, what's your go-to?
Stars. No, I have a couple of stars.
That you favored it. What's your go-to category?
Just a couple of
Lebsium.
Stars. That I follow.
What? No, you just follow stars? You don't have a category?
Just a couple.
Did you just search porn?
Like Lisa Ann, Riley Reed.
Lisa Ann,
Alexis,
she looks
Texas,
so old.
Sasha Gray, Mia Khalifa.
She is old.
Veronica Rodriguez, Tori Black, just a couple.
Jeez.
But I want to know what category, because I know they have the category list. What's your go-to category?
I like the redheads.
Okay.
Oh, carrot
top. I like the...
Firebush.
I like the petite.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
It's not bad.
I knew exactly what hentai was.
Did you?
Not a fan.
Japanese porn?
Is that what it is? Japanese porn?
Perverted Japanese porn.
Is that the one where they blur it out? Because that seems like the most
whack.
That's
what I thought. When you said it, I honestly thought that's what it was.
Because I know that in Japanese porn, it's like in their culture, they don't show the pubic hair. So that's why they blur it out, is what I was told from a friend.
That's so dumb.
Asking for and hearing from a friend?
Well, he told me they blur it out. I've never seen that in my life. I'm a good Christian boy. But that seems like, why am I watching that? That's like watching scrambled cable. I don't want to watch blurred out porn.
Really?
Who cares? That's like watching Busty Cops 2, but the feed's all messed up and you can't see it. No.
True
I'm
story.
Good.
You know, Lisa Ann is a radio sports.
Yeah, she's really good with fantasy.
Yeah,
fantasy
she's
football.
A big fantasy
I bet
football
she is.
Participant.
Hey-o!
Fantasy football, yeah.
All right.
I set myself up
yeah,
for that one.
Yeah, you did.
Yeah.
But isn't she on 60? Well, that sorry competitor.
Indeed.
You've already during said the season, 6'2". Yeah. You might as well say 10.
Yeah. Yeah. During the season, they have her on. They had her on 6'10". But I know that she runs the gamut. She does guest appearances and I believe has her own show on like satellite. And it's all sports related.
See, I thought Hentia was... Is it Hentia?
Hentai? I thought it was hentai. I really don't know. I thought it was hentai.
I think at the bottom where they say the correct spellings, it's H-E-N-T-A-I.
T-I-A. Right? Isn't that not right?
Let me look at the map.
No, it's T-A-I.
Thank you.
Oh.
Because I'm looking at it at Wikipedia.
Okay. T-A-I. So it's hentai?
Hold on. I think I can hit the pronunciation.
Because every texter is spelling it differently, too. So we apparently have a bunch of morons texting the show that don't know how to spell it either. It's so because it's Japanese black, cartoon porn.
Your black, sexy Jewish voice.
All right. So, yeah. So I don't understand the whole cartoon porn
hentai.
Thing either.
Hentai.
Hentai.
There you go.
There you go.
What was that from?
Siri.
From Wikipedia.
Oh, I thought that was your girl, it? Siri.
Yeah, they have like an audio clip that you can play to help
Why
you
is it? Was that the remix? That was all hentai. Why is it doing it twice?
Hentai.
Yeah, it's the remix.
Hentai.
Now, and then the bass is going to drop.
Sounds like constipation. Hentai.
Oh, that's weird. Yeah, so Lebzium is the Texas one, just so you know. And there you go. Are we done? Can I move on?
Sure.
I didn't know if you guys, Nick here.
Well, Nick, I think Nick should quickly, it's like George Carlin's words of not to say, Nick should just run down his most searched porn stars again.
Well, you said his category.
Came out, like, quickly and, like,
You didn't strike me as a redhead guy, so that one, that's kind of weird.
Caught Jeff Guard,
did Yeah. That's all right.
I think her name is Faye Reagan. She's a good redhead.
Oh, is she?
Yeah. Okay. Check it out.
No, I don't partake.
I think you do.
Okay.
I think Joel does, too.
Yeah. No. Oh, Joel definitely does.
Nope, not a big redhead.
Definitely.
Thanks. Appreciate it. Oh, I love Hispanic women, though. Okay.
Oh, so you're more of a Veronica Rodriguez type of girl?
I don't know who that is.
Because she does wonders.
For what?
You know what I'm talking about.
No, what does she do wonders for, Nick? Please tell us. Enlighten us.
On Pornhub.
Uh-huh. Well, what does she do wonders
for
you?
She's a Latina.
Right, but what does she do wonders for you on?
On Pornhub.
Ah, uh-huh. So after you get off the bus, you get on the hub?
Yeah, it says Hoso, I guess. Veronica Rodriguez and Riley Reid are fire, apparently. I wouldn't know that.
Of course not.
I choose to look at vintage porn. I like it. I like old Elmer Batters porn from the 1950s.
Like, who?
They're still wearing like a camisole.
Didn't you want to move on?
No.
Need to talk sports before we go to break.
They still have on those big block heels. That's so hot. An apron on. What?
Huh?
Jill's like,
What?
50s porn, man. All right.
You had a thing for Lucy and Ethel?
Yo, yeah. Adrian says, look up Adriana Sage for those who partake. Joel, Barry.
Yeah. You know, my, what was her name? Tara Patrick.
Don't know who she is.
Asian.
Do you not?
I really don't.
Asian-esque.
Tara Patrick was my fave back in
Asian?
The day. Yeah. She's Asian, but she kind of looks like a Latina, too. I think she's mixed. I think she's like Filipino and Latina, something like that. I don't know. Google Tara Patrick. Back in the day, she was the best. My friend told me. So.
And you're asking for one.
Yeah. That's how it works, Joel. That's how it works. My wife might be listening.
Are you changing subjects now?
That was our porn segment.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's our weekly brought to you by.
Weekly. Yeah. Something like that.
Trying to get it sold. I'm trying to get a sponsor.
Let's get it sold in the third hour.
Or lube or something.
Why don't you get Delicious to work on that for you?
Oh, that's true.
Oh, that's right.
He's the resident sex addict advice guy.
Why wouldn't he
guy.
Just line something up for you?
I think it's weird that a guy that's never had sex has a sex show.
And on that note, we're about the halfway point. We're going to step away for a quick break. We're going to come back with a whole lot.
Is he over there?
More. Damn it. Usual suspects, ESPN 97.5.
ESPN 97.5. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life.
Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Joel, Nick, and Barry till 4. The Usual Suspects rolls on with much more.
Hey, Nick, what were you saying at break about Riley Reid?
I'm not going to say it.
What were you saying at break about Riley Reid?
Well, he was not going to let you get away with that.
What is she bringing back, Nick?
She's bringing something back.
What?
A classic
asset 70s
to the porn
shag
game.
Rug? The 70s shag carpet?
If anybody knows who Riley Reid is, you know what I'm talking about.
What is she bringing back, though?
So you that's said your thing? So when Barry said, what's your thing?
Text in to 713-780-ESPN to let Barry know what she's bringing back if you know who Riley Reid is. I'm not going to say anything.
Wait, but so this gets down to Barry's other question, which is what's your thing? Like, not who are you searching, what person, but what's your thing?
I gave you the categories. Petite was one of them.
And redheads. Redhead, all the weird stuff.
That's not weird. Latina, maybe.
And petite apparently Latina. Now hairy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You like that.
So Barry Warner's sexy to you. That's why you're doing the morning show now. That's why you're doing the morning show now, because Barry Warner's sexy to you?
God, that is nasty.
His chest looked like Riley Reid's area. Is that what it reminds you of?
His flowing locks coming out of his V-neck, only buttoned to his belly button?
Yeah, you like that, don't you? You just want to lick his chest,
Nick,
don't you, Nick?
Oh, that's nasty.
Nick, I need you to help me with some production, Nick, as he rolls in with his unbuttoned shirt.
You don't surprise me as a, the 70s, the 70s
going
shag
native?
Carpet. Yeah. I don't, especially because you're bald. I figured you would, you'd want it the same way.
Womanscaping is not something you're a fan of.
No, I'm absolutely a fan of that. I'm just saying Riley Reid brings a unique approach to the game.
She's bringing it back.
I'm telling you. Telling you.
I don't know.
Obviously, don't call it a comeback. It's been there for years and it continues to grow.
Nestor thinks Riley Reid looks like trailer park trash.
Wow.
So,
Her up. Tell me if you think if she looks like
evidently trailer parks have shrubs.
I'm just going to Google, her. I just want to see. How bad is it? Are we talking like thick? Are we talking Don
King? It's like a groomed version of it. It's not like, yeah.
We're not talking like Don King style.
No.
Okay, not 70s, maybe 80s, where it's nicely trimmed.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's heart-shaped.
It's there, though, right?
Yeah, and it's a bit elevated. I don't know how to...
Elevated?
Not like... whatever, dude.
Like, she has a happy trail? Like, it's up by her belly button?
This is a sports station.
What do you mean, elevated? Like, it's up by her belly button?
Elevated?
Yeah,
no,
I don't
not like that.
What that
like,
means.
I'm just saying, like,
I don't think he knows
it's a legit... It's a legit...
Oh, it's tall. It's thick.
Yeah.
It's tall.
Yeah. But it's
she doesn't use a number one.
No,
on her
by
clippers.
Your sickness to avoid quickness, so that you can. Yeah.
She's not using a one on her clippers. No. Okay, all right. Well, that's all you had to say. Elevated made it sound like
elevated
she
is like. What are you looking for? A lift?
Had a happy trail.
You're looking for a lift kit.
Well, you're like a professional when it comes down to talking about porn for someone who never watches it.
I read a lot. I read about it.
Yeah.
You keep yourself
for show prep alone.
That's it.
You
that's
read
the,
about it.
Yeah, I mean,
that's the only time this becomes pertinent and necessary.
Come on, of course. Did you guys see over the weekend where Albert Pujols hit his 600th home run?
Yes, I did. In grand fashion.
Yeah, a grand slam, no less. And, first thing I saw when I was looking at his numbers, second most home runs against any team. Well, the number one, he's hit his most, he's hit like 56, and that was against the Cubs. Second was 55 against the Astros. So that would explain why the Astros fans hate him so much, is because as fans, we've seen him hit so many home runs against this team. But I started looking at it. So he is currently ninth in home runs on all-time list. Of course, Bonds' first was 762. So I wanted to see what it would take for him to get to the top five, because when you look at years, he's in his 17th year. He's 37 years old. The top five all played 22 or 23 years or had 22 or 23 years that they played to get there. So I started to see, could he catch Mays, Rodriguez, Ruth, Aaron, and Bonds? 5-4-3-2-1. So at this point in their career, this is how he stacks up. Both Bonds and Rodriguez had 613 home runs through 17 years. He would be, so they were tied for first. Pujols would actually be ahead of Aaron, Ruth, and Mays at this point in his career. He has 600 through 17 seasons, and he's not even done with a 17th season. He's still obviously in the 17th season.
Right.
So he would be in front of Aaron, who had 592, Mays had 587, and Ruth had 565 through 17 seasons. The problem is Pujols has a lot of work to do.
Yeah, and
to be able to catch Bonds, he would have to average 32 home runs a year for the next 5 years in order to catch Bonds. My question to you is, do you think he could do that?
No, no, unless he ups his shipments. Because here's my thing. You and I talked about this. He was a Hall of Famer before he came to the Angels, in my mind, mm-hmm. just because of the way he performed for the Cardinals, the numbers he put up. But he looks awful in Anaheim. I mean, his stats are starting – he's gotten hot here for the last month. He's starting to pick it up a little bit. He can't run. He can't run to first base. I know he just has to hit home runs, but he just doesn't have that same bat speed and that same pop that he used to have. When you look at the guys that, whether that was steroid induced or not, you were still seeing bat speed, quickness, you know, quick swings, athleticism, the hip turns on a Bonds, on an A-Rod. I don't see that same thing from Pujols. So I could see him, you know, still putting up decent numbers, but I don't think he's going to come close to those.
So, yeah, the problem is, I mean, he's still hitting at a pretty good clip because last year he hit 31, the year before he hit 40. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, his average, and he hasn't done nearly what he did in St. Louis average-wise.
Right.
But he's averaging 29.2 home runs
a year
since he went to L.A. He's got 9. So we're a third of the way through. So he's on pace to hit 27. So that would put him at 627. So that number would go down just a smidge from what he would need to to catch, say, somebody like Bonds. But so he's averaging 29?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so he's averaging 29. He would need to average 32 over the rest of this year and the next 5. So
your take? I mean,
I think it'll be close. I think he could definitely, he'll definitely be in the top 5 when it's all said and done. And because all he really needs to do is hit 60 more to catch Mays.
Yeah, I think he'd get to the top 5. But now let me ask you this. Do you think he ever took anything?
I don't want to just speculate.
Yeah, I know. But because that's that other, well, obviously everybody with the exception of Aaron and Ruth are going to be tied to speculation.
Yeah, I mean,
some proven more than others. We all know the Bond story and A-Rod, but even the Maguire-Sosa home run battles were tainted. But do you think at the end of the day, his career will be tainted by the speculation that he got there with help?
Yeah, I think most people assume because he's so big, mm-hmm. because he's so strong, and because of the numbers he puts up, that he did steroids. I'll be honest with you, I don't know enough about the background on the investigations into him to make draw a conclusion. Right. So I know, like, people suspect Bagwell and Biggio, but again, that's just suspicion, right? I mean, you've never saw any proof like you did see things come out with Bonds and Clemens and Andy Pettit and Maguire and Sosa and some of the lists. So I don't want to make assumptions just because a dude is big and strong. I mean, look at Aaron Judge. That's a big, strong dude.
No question.
And you know what? The testing now is way more rigorous than it used to be. There's a big chance if he's doing it, he could get popped. He hasn't yet. So you would be foolish to make the assumption that Pujols did if you're not going to make an assumption that Aaron Judge did, or vice versa. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
To not make that assumption on Pujols just because he's a big guy.
Yeah, and you're right. And Judge is a guy that's a specimen. Because he's a specimen, he's going to be scrutinized a lot more. I looked at Pujols in his days with St. Louis, and I never saw him being like overly ripped up or overly muscular. And I always thought that this was a guy that maybe later in his career will face some scrutiny. But if you saw him play when he was in his heyday with the Cardinals, I never got the idea that he was taking the stuff that a lot of these guys were taking. Now, I will say this, too. In Bonds' defense, I think Barry Bonds egotistically felt like he had to be more of a home run hitter. Because if you look at Barry Bonds when he was with the Pirates, he's another guy that would have made the Hall of Fame easily without ever having to do anything or take anything that he did and be a home run hitter. Yeah. He was a five-tool player. He and Griffey Jr., neither one of them would have ever been questioned about steroids if they had just kept on that path, and right. Both of them were surefire Hall of Famers.
Well, here's the last point I'll make on it, because so let's assume he hits 30 this year, okay? That would put him at 621. He would have to average 28.4 to catch Bonds and pass him by one to be at 763. So that's 28. This is what each of the top five averaged their last 5 years.
Okay.
So Bonds averaged 29.8, so it was less than that. Aaron averaged 27. Ruth averaged 29.8. Rodriguez averaged 16. And Mays averaged 14. And he would be ahead of both Rodriguez and Mays. So he would need 28.4, which would be less than what both Bonds and Ruth averaged in their last 5 years in the major. So could he do it? Yeah. If he could just stay healthy, I think he can. He's been averaging 30 while he's been in L.A.
He doesn't strike me as the same type of ego as Bonds and some of the, and even Sosa and those guys.
No.
I think that he'll be fine with wherever he lands. I just don't see him with the same...
No, it's a
gas
guy
left in the tank as some of those guys that finish strong.
I mean, he may average the 30 that he needs, but he'll only hit 200. And that's, you know, at this point in his career, I think that's all anyone cares about.
Yeah, but again, a great career regardless for Albert Pujols. All right, so we got plenty more to get to. The Astros going for their 12th win in a row tonight. That would tie the franchise record set in 2004. By the way, they've outscored their opponents 89-39. During the 11-game streak as they head to Kansas City for Game 2 of that series tonight. We've got two in the books, 1 hour to go. If you want to join the show, please do. 713-780-ESPN to text and call or hit us up on Twitter. Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5.
ESPN 97.5. Please stand by.
Let me clue you in.
From the RentersWarehouse.com studios, this is ESPN 97.5 KFNC, Mont Bellevue, Houston, a Gao Media station.